Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today. Hour 2, Sean Hannity Show on this Friday, toll-free. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. So your White House and Joe Biden, perhaps they don't know that the Republicans won the House of Representatives back. Their position now is that they refuse, outright refuse, to have any negotiation on the debt ceiling. And we're discussing this a little bit in the last hour. And the White House saying massive national debt comes not from raising the revenues that we need through taxes. So that their answer is the typical answer, and that's taxes. Now, they want you to think the debt ceiling battle is imminent. It is not. There is plenty of time. They could probably get easily through June through budgetary extraordinary, quote, accounting steps, as they call them. Janet Yellen even referred to it, that they could probably buy time till June. Now, there is a history surrounding this that I think is worthwhile. You know, Democrats, according to The Hill, they think they can get a clean bill and push the Republican House aside, and the Republicans get nothing in exchange for just raising the debt ceiling, which is, you know, 30 whatever trillion dollars. The Democrats are trying to find out if Republicans can come up with a unified position, and their general assumption is they won't be able to. That's what they're assuming. Now, there are a lot of different, you know, choices, options out there, and I've spoken to many people about this very thing. For example, there is the Massey plan, which is to pass a CR early with spending cuts, and we have to see if the Republican caucus is united. You know, they've got to unite in all of this. One good thing that happened with the Budget Reduction Act, when the White House and Congress agreed to this was, I believe, in 2011, spending ceilings were imposed on defense, non-defense spending to get a deal on the raising the debt ceiling. But that was the era of automatic cuts that was called sequestration. Corinne Jean-Pierre actually echoed, there will be no negotiations over the debt ceiling. Now, as you listen to this, understand if we get to the point and you keep hearing the full faith and credit of the United States government is hanging in the balance, know that it's the Democrats out of the box that said they will not deal with Republicans. Republicans made commitments to their voters that they're going to be fiscally responsible. So their charge is to say, sorry, that's not the way it works. We run this house. We have a say. You can't spend a dime without the approval of Congress. So eventually, if they're united, 222, they'll have no choice but to negotiate with the Republicans in the House. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre.
Will he entertain discussions at all during meetings that may be on some unrelated topic with members of Congress about debt limit negotiations, or will he just sort of say, no, we're not going to do this. We'll discuss the topic at hand, but we won't talk about negotiating over the debt limit.
So let me be clear. I don't have a meeting with leaders to read out at this time or to announce, but we've been really clear. We will not, there will not be any negotiations over the debt ceiling. We will not do that. Again, in the past, there has been bipartisan cooperation to address the debt ceiling, and that's how it should be. It should not be used as a political football. That is not how we should be moving forward here.
That is your opinion. That is not everybody else's opinion. Republicans, they have a different point of view, and negotiations have happened numerous times over the debt ceiling. Congressman Mike Waltz, our friend from Florida, is here to discuss this with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, good, Sean. Good. I think we should take a step back on this and do a little bit of history here, which you were very strong on in the fall of 2021, when the last time the debt ceiling was up for approval and the Democrats couldn't agree. The progressives wanted it to be much higher. They were in the middle of Build Back Better. We really had a point of leverage right then because they couldn't go on their spending spree unless we lifted the debt ceiling. And then Republicans in the Senate gave them all of this room to go on their spending spree. And we just cannot and will not, in the House at least, repeat that mistake. But you called it out then, and I think we need to remind people how we got here. And part of it was Republicans shooting ourselves in the foot to give them, from the Inflation Reduction Act to the Build Back Better backup plan, and all the spending that they did in all of 2022. I believe, and I agree with you, we've got to come together as a Republican conference, all 222, be absolutely unified on what those demands are. From my perspective, what I'll be putting on the table is I think we need, which I've introduced with Dan Crenshaw, an authorization of the use of military force against the cartels, that we have to use the actual appropriated dollars that have been sitting in Treasury on the wall.
So the bottom line is we have a small margin in terms of a majority. And, yep. You know, we do have time. You agree with me that the Fed, we've not really reached the debt limit, as they say yesterday. There's no real urgency. So there's plenty of time for Republicans to unite on all of this. Look, I'm going to throw out my ideas, my suggestions. It's one of many good ones, but certainly fiscal accountability in some form is a major promise that every Republican made. And what I'd like to see is a united front. And the people that I've spoken to, you know, and that means people like Matt Gaetz, Freedom Caucus, other Freedom Caucus members, Jim Jordan, others, Kevin McCarthy, they're all on the same page. It's just a matter of which plan that you all unite behind, but uniting behind it is going to be the important aspect of that.
Well, and I think, you're absolutely right. We need to come together on what our demands are going to be in terms of getting this country's spending under control. And it absolutely just can't be the Democrats' plan, which is just, I mean, I think if they had it their way, that it would just be unlimited. We passed trillions of dollars tied to COVID, and a lot of that money is still sitting in the Treasury, still sitting in agencies, still sitting unspent. The pandemic is over, and we need to claw that money back. And I think that would provide a lot of relief as well.
Congressman, existing home sales have now had their worst month since the housing crash of 2008. Car loan delinquencies now and repo men are back. They've now hit the highest level since the Great Recession. Surging credit card defaults now expected to have a catastrophic impact on the economy. It's very important. I do want to get to what you mentioned a moment ago, and that is that you and Congressman Crenshaw have introduced a joint resolution to give Biden military authority to combat these cartels. And I share your belief, and I support you. I just don't think he'd ever do it.
Well, this is the authority, to be clear. We're not talking about invading Mexico or troops on the ground. But this is the authority to use military assets, intelligence, surveillance, drones, and others to start targeting these cartel leaders, to start disrupting their supply chains, to start disrupting their finances, put them on their back foot. And it reminds me, Sean, you know, in the 90s, the FBI was treating terrorism as a law enforcement problem. They were running around the world trying to collect evidence on al-Qaeda leaders to arrest them and try them in court. And we learned the hard way that, no, they had way exceeded law enforcement's, the problem had way exceeded their capabilities, and we had to start targeting these bastards. That's what we have to do with the cartels. And what we're going to do is put that authority on, at Biden's feet, and say, you can now take these people on that are killing. I mean, al-Qaeda killed 3,000 Americans with airplanes. These people are killing 80,000 a year with poison, and we've done it before in Colombia. We took on the Colombian cartels that were turning Colombia into an entire narco state and flooding our country with poison. We have to do it again, and at least we'll have the authorities in place. And I've talked to military officials in the Pentagon, on the Joint Staff, that have said, absolutely, we could do this if you give us the authorities, and that they would push the White House to do so.
You know, it's very important. If we can get a Republican president back in November of 2024 or January in 2025, all of this now will change dramatically for the better. You know, we have over 5 million people, when you include the gotaways, even acknowledged by the Department of Homeland Security in the first 2 years of Biden's presidency, illegal immigrants coming into the country. Chuck Schumer, after the election, the midterm, said he wants to give amnesty to everybody. So we're in a tough spot, because then we've got, okay, human trafficking, we've got the fentanyl trafficking, we got the heroin trafficking, other opioid trafficking. And, you know, that's where 90% of these deadly drugs are coming into the country. And we're not protecting our kids, Congressman. And, you know, it's resulting in hundreds of people dying every single week in this country. At what point do we say cartels, that enough's enough?
Yeah. And these cartels are more like ISIS than they are the mafia. I mean, they have armored vehicles, heavy weapons. They're firing on Mexican Air Force helicopters and planes, fighting back on close air. They're defeating the Mexican army and causing anywhere from 50 to 80 casualties per week, and fighting them to a standstill. They control our border. At what point do we say, look, we're not going to try to arrest. We're going to take them out. And we have the assets to do so. We have the authorities that we're putting forth in legislation, and we're going to present a case where Biden just doesn't have a choice. And I think the situation is going to get so bad where he doesn't have a choice. But you're absolutely right. If he won't, then the Republican president coming in will have what he or she needs to get it done.
Quick break. More with Congressman Mike Waltz of Florida on the other side. I want to remind you. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries, or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now, you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Call them today at 855-815-GOLD and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Congressman Mike Waltz, he's from the great state of Florida, 800-941-SEAN, your calls after the bottom of the hour news. Let me ask you this very important question. How does Joe Biden, we have laws in this country, you don't get to pick and choose what laws you enforce or don't enforce. How has Joe Biden been able to aid and abet and even offer preferential treatment to people that are not respecting our laws, our sovereignty, our borders, He's giving these processing people, allowing them into the country. He's not mandating vaccines. He's not mandating in the middle of a pandemic, even a COVID test. Many people are getting free Biden phones and free transportation to whatever state they're sending them to. Isn't that aiding and abetting law breaking? If I did that, could I be arrested for human trafficking?
Right. Exactly. Well, I think this is why, you know, look, we'll have the investigation. We'll lay out the facts. But I think first you're going to see impeachment articles that, you know, they've already been introduced on Mayorkas, who has lied to the Congress, lied to the American people, and is absolutely negligently performing his duties and not following our laws. I think that's going to be step one. And then we'll see what action we take on Joe Biden. But I couldn't agree with you more. It's a tragedy. It's a travesty. And Americans are dying every day because of it. And we have this completely ungoverned space in northern Mexico controlling our border, international cartels, which, by the way, are working in concert with our enemies in China. And they're essentially acting as proxies for the Chinese Communist Party to destabilize the United States, our inner cities, middle America, and our southern border. And you know, enough is enough. When does this become a national security problem in the minds of those that are supposedly charged with leading this country?
Well, it seems like it's working. And unfortunately, am I wrong?
It is working, right? I mean, the Chinese Communist Party can sit back and let the Mexican cartels do their work for us in terms of polluting and wiping out the next generation of Americans. They're doing their job for them. And the Mexican government is taking a hands-off approach. The Biden administration is taking a hands-off approach. What we're going to do in Congress is try to push them to go on offense.
Yeah, I think so. You know, if you're watching this World Economic Forum disaster, are you seeing how much money, how many billions of dollars the U.S. is paying for the WEF, the WHO, the UN, the IAEA, all these organizations, you know, many of which do not have our best interest at heart? Why do we spend billions of dollars? How do we justify that kind of spending?
Yeah, Sean, and not only are we funding it, but the Chinese are infiltrating them and stacking them with their people. I mean, we saw what happened with the WHO, and if they can't get a Chinese official in, then they find an African country that, like Ethiopia, that is completely beholden to them through Chinese debt diplomacy, and put their official in that's going to essentially do their bidding. It's one of the reasons I've recently joined the House Foreign Affairs Committee. A great Floridian by the name of Mario Diaz-Balart will have control of State Department's appropriations, and we are going to start squeezing. We're going to start squeezing all of that funding hard because you know all the Democrats want to look at is input. We're looking at outputs and results, and they are terrible for America, and have been terrible for America, and are actually working for our adversaries. Again, enough is enough. I've had it, and I think the American people have had it. But, you know, well, thank you for staying on top of it to explain to them and help explain to them on how this stuff works. We put in all the money. The Chinese are controlling it. And they don't just work not in our interest. They work against our interest.
We appreciate your hard work. Thanks for always being with us and being open with us. Congressman Mike Waltz of the great state of Florida. Great guy. 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to be a part of the program this Friday, we'll get to your calls next. 25 to the top of the hour on this Friday. Your calls in mere seconds. Look, these are tough economic times. I want you to save money. Every one of you can save money and not sacrifice one bit of service. And I'm talking about my cell phone company, and that is Pure Talk. They use the exact same cell towers, same 5G network. You have the same number of coverage bars on your phone. You keep your phone. You keep your phone number. And you pay about half what you're paying Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile. Average family saving close to $1,000 a year. Many families are saving much more than that. You get blazing fast data, unlimited talk and text for just $30 a month. And your first month is absolutely risk-free. That's the guarantee. Try it. If you're not happy, completely satisfied, you get your money back. No risk to you. All you have to do to make the switch, like the hundreds of thousands of us, is dial #250. Say the keyword save now, #250, keyword save now, do it now, save an additional 50% off your first month from our friends at Pure Talk for the same service you pay in half. Simply Smarter Wireless. Before I hit the phones, Rochelle Walensky. We now have two strains. I've gone into this in detail. I won't get too deep into it now. We have two strains of the Omicron variant, COVID, that are making the rounds all around the country. And hospital, you know, admissions are up again. And it's nothing like the March or April of 2020. They have gotten every single solitary thing wrong. And it looks more and more likely that your tax dollars help contribute to the formation of the COVID-19 virus, because we do know that the NIH funneled money through the Eco Alliance that gave it to the Wuhan Virology Lab with full knowledge of what they did there, and that is work with coronaviruses and also work on gain-of-function research at that facility. Oh, no, but it was wet market and people eating very strange animals like bats. Nope, that's not what happened. Anyone that tells you that, it is full of Adam Schiff. They're full of it. But remember from the beginning, if you get the vaccine, you're not going to get COVID. Fauci said it. Biden said it. Everybody said it. And they were all wrong. Walensky said it. You know, this is Walensky, you know, not long ago. Now, these two variants that are out there, it doesn't matter if you got every vaccine they told you to get, every booster they told you to get. Doesn't matter if you had COVID already and have natural immunity. You're still subject to getting this variant. So it's just another lie. And, you know, I'd like to one day maybe do a medical scientific analysis of what the aftermath or the after effects are in terms of blood in particular. You know, I've talked to a couple of funeral directors, and they said they're seeing things they never saw before. And only saw it after, you know, the vaccinations and COVID and all this sort of thing in terms of blood issues, you know, as they go forward with the embalming process, which I know way too much detail about, which I'm not going to go into because it'll gross most of you out. Here's the latest example. You know, here's a CDC director, Rochelle Walensky.
Data from the CDC today suggests, you know, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick, and that it's not just in the clinical trials, but it's also in real world data.
Our vaccines are working exceptionally well. They continue to work well for Delta with regard to severe illness and death. They prevent it. But what they can't do anymore is prevent transmission.
We always talk about Fauci. We always talk about Biden. What about Rochelle Walensky? She was wrong the whole time, too. I will never, ever, ever listen to these people again. And I will say this, and Linda can back me up on this. There was a lot of pressure being brought to bear on yours truly. People wanted to know my status. Are you vaccinated? Have you had COVID? Blah, 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 blah. And once they started demanding my personal, my private, confidential medical information, I said, no, I'm not going to tell you. And I just refused to give in to the pressure to tell people what to do. I gave out information. Dr. Robert Malone came up with the discovery, the technology that allowed for the creation of the mRNA viruses, vaccinations. That would be the Moderna, Pfizer vaccines. And he said, it's not completely vetted science. We're there, but we're not all the way there. He said, with that said, he said for people with comorbidities, pre-existing conditions, and the elderly, he thought it was appropriate for them to get vaccinated because this generally at the time, especially, was impacting older people, in much greater numbers than younger people. Younger people, it was like a cold. I can tell you with my own kids, it was not a big deal for them. So he said that, and then he was excoriated. The guy that had created the technology for mRNA vaccinations. Like, maybe we should listen to a guy like that instead of, you know, screaming, he's not towing the party line. Unbelievable. All right, let's get to our busy phones. Carl is in Kentucky. Hey, Carl, how are you? Glad you called.
Oh, fine. I wanted to talk about the shooting with Alex Baldwin.
Oh, you mean on the Rust set and the sad death of Helena Hutchins. What a sad tragedy.
Yeah. The gun they were using was a single action Colt.
I believe that's correct. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Normally, they work. You pull back the hammer, and then you pull the trigger and shoot it. And that's the way they're supposed to work. But if you put your finger on the trigger and pull the hammer back and let go, it'll fire. And I think what happened was he was told to pull back the hammer slowly. Well, it's pretty hard to pull back the hammer, so what you would probably...
You pull back the hammer and you didn't lock it in and you let it go, the bullet would fly out of that gun.
Well, yeah, I mean...
It would fire.
You have your finger on the trigger already, and see, when you have to draw back the hammer real slow, you basically have to almost put your finger on the trigger for a brace to be able to pull the hammer back. And he probably, if you work the gun normally, you think, well, once I have the hammer back, it'll stay. But that's not true if you're pulling the trigger.
Well, here's where Alec Baldwin gets into trouble. Alec Baldwin went on with George Stephanopoulos, said he didn't fire that gun. He didn't pull the trigger. He didn't pull back the hammer. He said he didn't do any of that.
It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
How did a real bullet get on that set?
I have no idea. Someone put a live bullet in a gun, a bullet that wasn't even supposed to be on the property.
You said you're not a victim, but is this the worst thing that's ever happened to you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, guns don't fire themselves. All right, let's get to our phones.
Wait, can I pose a question? It's a simple question.
It's Friday. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm just, just for
go ahead.
So this is a movie set.
Correct.
We have cameras.
Yes.
They record.
Correct.
And nobody has any footage of this.
Great point, but they might not have been shooting at that point, meaning shooting or filming would be maybe a better term so as to not confuse people.
Just thinking out loud.
It's possible that if they could have been filming.
For example, there are many times when we record something.
Right.
And I hit record just in case something amazing happens in our dry run. Like we're doing a commercial or something. I say, oh, let's record it. Maybe we get it on take one. And you just have it. Nobody's recording? Really? I don't know.
I get everything on take one. What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. Jeez. One take Hannity, sorry.
One take Hannity, that's my name. All right, quick break, right back to the phones. 800-941-SHAWN, our number, as we continue on this Friday. You're going to meet former FBI agent Nicole Parker, Why I Left the FBI. Powerful piece. All right, back to our phones. Then we'll be joined by a former FBI special agent, Why I Left the FBI. Powerful piece. One of what will be dozens of whistleblowers coming out from the FBI talking about how it's been politicized. Let's get to our busy phones. North Carolina, we got Chris standing by. Hey, Chris, how are you? Glad you called.
Hey, Sean, just want to first start off with saying thank you for taking my call. And you're a voice for millions that won't admit it or agree, but keep doing what you're doing, brother.
Thanks, man. Happy Friday also to you. What's going on?
Absolutely. Wanted to touch base on the early voting. So I've always been a traditionalist myself. Early voting has never really kind of struck with me. It's always been voting day, and it's kind of been a tradition for me. But what you were saying earlier about, conservatives and Republicans getting out there and playing the game, I think we need to. I think it's time to start getting out there early, getting our vote set. Because if you look at the polls, you see all these Democrats going out there and getting their voted, counted for. And then you have other states out there that are struggling to get their votes counted within 3 or 4 days. So I think it's important, and what you were speaking on the other day was to get out there and play the game. There's no reason that we shouldn't take part in the early voting because I think there's too much margin for error with the counting. God forbid an emergency come up and you can't get out on voting day. So I just wanted to compliment and comment on that.
Well, I appreciate it. Look, if I had my way, it's election day is a national holiday. Paper ballots, partisan observers, signature verification, voter ID, updated voter rolls, chain of custody controls. But you make exceptions for the military, the sick, affirmed, businessmen that are traveling, etc. To me, it's real simple. But that not being the case, you got to deal with the system that we will likely have. And that means whatever the Democrats are doing, voting early, voting by mail, ballot harvesting is allowed by law. Every state has a ballot harvesting allowance except for Alabama in some version. We need to match what Democrats are doing in terms of money, negative ads, and going out there and working the ballot harvesting according to the law. We can't be behind by 300,000 votes every single, you know, election day. Can't do it and win. It's got to be dealt with. I'm gonna begin a big project at some point this year. I don't want to get ahead of myself here, but we're gonna make sure that every state governor and top legislators know what they ought to be doing and focusing on. To our phones, let us say hi to David in Texas. David, hi. How are you? Glad you called.
Hey, Sean, how you doing? I was just calling to see if I can get an opinion on you. You know, so we're seeing a lot more people saying that the Freedom Caucus kind of divided the GOP whenever we got Kevin McCarthy in as the House Speaker. But in my point of view, I would see the Freedom Caucus as heroes, seeing how they got all these concessions for Kevin McCarthy. I mean, it only takes one person to say he's not doing his job, and then we can get him out of there.
Well, you have a motion to vacate. But my only problem, I didn't have any problem with any of them. I'm friends with all of them. I've probably spoken to most of them in the last couple of days anyway, on varying issues. There's not one that I'm not friends with, in spite of false media reports. My only objection was I talked to a lot of them in December, and I kept saying, guys, get in a room, get this deal done, be ready to go on January 3rd. And a lot of the things that ultimately came that the changes that were made were already agreed to. I can tell you because I talk to these guys. They're my sources. Part of my job is to work sources, and I worked it, and I talked to all those guys. I don't, in the end, it's no harm, no foul. We're moving forward with the agenda. So far, they're sticking to their promises. And I actually believe they'll come together on the debt ceiling as well. I'm pretty confident, and that's based on conversations with many of the people you're talking about, and Kevin McCarthy, and Jim Jordan, and Matt Gaetz. I've talked to them all, and Chip Roy, and Andy Biggs. You know, these are all people that we've known for a long time on this program. So, you know, but remember, you know, I find it amazing that the media writes, if they write lies about me, it's amazing how many people will go out and repeat the lie. They don't come to me and ask if any of it's true. You know, I am lied about so often. And that happened in this case. You know, the New York Times just outright, flat out, you know, wrote a column just lying about me. And, you know, I have to deal with it. And, you know, my option is, you know, okay, threaten to sue, but Times v. Sullivan, as a public figure, it's a very high bar. I have to prove that they acted out of malice. How do you prove such a thing? It's pretty hard to do. But I'm telling you, I have a very good feeling about where they are as a caucus. My reminder, my friendly reminder to them is, you know, to keep their promises, and they're going to succeed and fail together, or fail together, one and the other. And so far, they've been very successful. So far, they're sticking to the plan, and I'm pretty happy about that part. How about you? I'll give you the last word, David.
Yeah, I feel the same way. It's just, you know, I just want to make sure, like, my biggest thing is that we all got to stick together, you know, put these petty things aside from what the mainstream media is putting out. You know, they're gonna lie their teeth off. We just got to make sure that we keep our eye on the prize. We know we stick together, and we don't fault from that, because divided we fall. That's really all we're getting at.
Yeah, and the amazing thing is you know, everything is out in the open with me. What I say in private, I'm saying publicly. There's no hiding here on this program. I have an obligation to be true to who I am. And, you know, there are times that I disagree with some people. You know, and when I do, I'm outspoken about it. And if I think that they're wrong, I'll either say outright they're wrong or just give my point of view, which is not theirs. I think people are pretty clear on where I stand on stuff. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.